Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Peace to you and yours. Worldwide. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on. Right on.
I'm Tahuti.
Mary here. Welcome, everyone. Worldwide. Thanks for being. I want everyone to remember, truth is absolute. Infinite. What is absolute is unquestionable. Not a belief, opinion, hope, or faith. What is absolute, unquestionable, not a belief, opinion, hope, or faith is I am.
To your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. I said, empty your mind. Be shapeless, be formless, like water.
Everyone is born into a socialization process where words, definition of words, and stereotypes are already in place. Truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion, belief, or faith, is I am here now. I am means existence exists, and there is an awareness of existence, and that awareness, everyone, is I. Existence is infinite, complete, and that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. There is only one I that knows of its existence. That I is all-knowing, omniscient, all-present, omnipresent, all-powerful, omnipotent, and all-action, omni-action. Now to humans, there appears to be more than one I that exists. If you notice, all humans call themselves I and think they exist separate from the all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-acting, the I am that is infinite. Think about it. The human premise is impossible. The human premise, everyone, is based on the I thought. The basic thought of humans is that I exist separate and apart from the infinite. Some call God, but the infinite, eternal, absolute, one. Everyone may think they exist separate from absolute truth. As a result, all humans suffer because they think, and thinking is always limited, incomplete. As only the infinite is complete and unlimited. This is important because the idea is to understand everyone is taught that the body, the human, the person is the same as the self. And this is not true. I'm giving you information. I'm giving information and suggestions as to reclaiming, being able to be aware of who the I is by giving information about the structure and nature of the human mind, The human premise is impossible, as I'm saying. Since human thinking is always incomplete, man must seek for something it does not have. Yes, completeness is what it is. The mind, the mind's purpose is to ensure that man feels incomplete, with the result that man always has a problem and the solution is never present within man, but always outside. Human thinking is therefore outwardly oriented, ensuring that man will think the source of his satisfaction is external. You know, sometimes when you're not feeling a certain way to feel better, it's always something outside that makes this happen. I'm saying these things because when we are born, everyone is born into a socialization process where words, definition of words, stereotypes already in place. Now, what's this socialization? The psychological and social process of being overtly and covertly indoctrinated into a culture or society. Let's look at these words. Overtly, open, observable, not hidden. Covertly, hidden, secret. Now this is a good one. Indoctrination, the process of teaching a person or group to accept a set of beliefs uncritically. How about that? Socialization. Now I'm understanding why I think and act the way I do. Believing someone else's beliefs uncritically. So this is why questions may not be asked. Socialization is a term used by sociologists, social psychologists, anthropologists, political scientists, educationalists, to refer to the lifelong process of inheriting and disseminating norms, customs, values, ideologies, providing an individual with the skills and habits, necessary for participating within the socialization process, the life process. So it's divided generally into two parts, and I want everyone to be sensitive to this process of socialization, because it affects everyone, knowingly or not. Justice Radio Station, Jail Psychotherapy for the Individual, for Liberation. Tahuti, socialization and looking at the individual, that identity that everyone is working to be aware of, is appreciated, and I'm thanking everyone who showing value by being supportive of justice, the efforts to have a society where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantee that who needs the most constructive help receives it in all areas of people, activity, and society.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Welcome to Jail Psychotherapy, So let's start from the source, absolute truth. That is, ask and answer this question. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Very profound question, because what could be more important than knowing self? There's a premise at the station I have, and it is, the only thing that can unite all is absolute truth. So now I'm weighing up everything to see, well, if anything can break that premise. What is truth? That what is? So you say you have to have a foundation, right?
Right.
So you're on the ground, you're on the floor, concrete. So let it be absolute truth. Because only absolute truth is true.
True.
Anything else can't be true. So then you have to ask yourself, then is it even real? Do you know what's real? Why am I doing this? How did I get this information? So I'll attempt to express some of that thought about how I got to this point. You could say in my journey, just a figure of speech, because I came to realize I actually didn't have to go on a journey after all. I just had to be. So I'm going to play a clip for you in a minute in terms of talking about the power of awareness. It took a kind of awareness over time to get to this point. Certain things happened in my life that triggered off certain things that happened in my life that triggered off certain things. But I came to realize that I was troubled from an early teenager. And the pursuit of finding self, man know thyself, to thyself be true, is something that stayed with me through a book I found called Osiris. I didn't really know who called Osiris. Well, I'll unfold it as the lesson continue. The idea of, think about it, everything that you're taught, remember, question it. All beliefs and thoughts, for all thoughts and beliefs, is not true. It's not power. Beliefs is like faith. It's like hope. It's not knowledge. It's not knowing. It's not wisdom. It's basically, if you check it, conditioned information, conditioned behavior. Why? 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 Remember, all problems is solved through questions and answer. Well, the thought of everything that I know I've been taught. Check it out for self. Your mom, your dad, your sister, your cousins, your peers, school teacher. Right?
Right.
And isn't it something you never really ask where they get their information from? Is it really based on absolute truth? Isn't that something?
That's something. And with the knowledge that I'm just looking at in terms of that word indoctrination, and individuals, when they say indoctrination, that means something you're actually learning and regurgitating. So you're accepting, regurgitating, and defending what you're being told and not necessarily asking questions. You're being indoctrinated.
Conditioning is also a kind of controlling.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Like
yes.
How you condition a rat or a dog.
Oh, yes.
So yes. Even though it might seem, oh, look at that thing doing some nice tricks.
That's not what animals do. That's not natural. It's something where they've been trained, conditioned.
Exactly.
That's the word.
So they're out of their real character.
Natural, yes.
So we're saying, though, also, could that be happening to one if one now is following other people's beliefs?
Definitely. And that is what's happening.
And conditioned.
Yes. Yes. Men. Personal experience. Individuals naming you. And this is one of the reasons that in the 60s there was this, and still going on, these non-white people being given all of these different names. And it's even adult age that I began to question, what's going on? Why is it, you know, it's called this one year, and the next few years you have another name, and it's something not right with that. It's just not something that's normal. It's abnormal. It's not normal. Therefore, looking at doing research and being true and correct, there was a time also when the conditions under which everyone is still living, individuals were addressing it in a way that wasn't integrating into it. As a matter of fact, this is the reason that everyone appears to be where we are now in society, the mistreatment of individuals, the everything, that everybody's marching for this or singing for that or sitting in for, we're not necessarily sitting in as much. But what I'm saying is individuals are still looking to have what they call justice and not necessarily looking at that word liberation, which was a word used when it appeared that things were getting done. Individuals were being more self-determining. There did appear to be an us, a we at that time. And I know that it is to revisit the idea of self-knowledge from that perspective, the liberation, and most important, I say, ask that profound question. Answer it. Don't just ask, who am I? And that also addressed that identity crisis. Very important that the idea of socialization is understood so that the values that one is engaging in is something that's constructive and actually benefiting the individual, the family, the community, the society, the world. Yes, that's right. It's only one.
Yeah, you said a good piece. But yeah, it was nice. I was following along. Something came to mind. The idea then of the psychological, physical, social exploitation, subjugation, control of one group by another group was a core thought at that time. And I came to realize, or heard, or was taught that it was usurped by the idea of civil rights.
Right, very good.
So now, instead of I and I looking at liberation,
yes,
revolution, which it came back to our mind in terms of talking, people want to know about I,
yes,
talking about I self, it was even from that angle, start I journey in context to revolution, liberation was a part of my late teenage years, because I was in called Rasta
Excellent.
Which is native to the island of Jamaica.
Alright.
So, even though it was still based on a Old Testament concept, you know, the life of a Nazarite, Samson in the Old Testament.
Constructive.
It still had a revolutionary feel because it spoke to of Africa being a homeland, a motherland. So it weaved in a little politics and so forth. So my thought of revolution still was, well, you know, by any means necessary idea. But as I grew, I come to realize, well, it came back to revolution just really means basically it becomes something different. You dig? Words. You
That's
know?
Right.
So, back to that idea of words, using words and definition of words to reveal truth and produce justice is the goal of the station.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And the idea of we're saying, even though they said in 1865, they
yes.
said physical enslavement ended.
That's what they said.
But we came to realize that that's not true, looking at the 13th Amendment clause that now make the prisoners can be moved over state line, traffic them for cheap profit and make a lot of these Walmart product and so forth, other corporation products for cheap.
Right.
So not only from that angle, but I wanted to look at it now from the psychological enslavement angle in terms of like, because remember, you can't really be free and still a slave at the same time.
Right.
So in terms of they say, well, there was these Africans at one time who were stolen from their homeland. Robbed, tricked, raped. Right?
Right.
That's where now we're saying the colonial thought, subjugation, colonize, idea, concept, blah, blah, comes in.
That's right.
So, that's what now gives it now that legitimate idea now of liberation, freeing your mind.
Important.
Comes in. But I come to realize now it can't take place unless you have a metaphysical, a mental physical, I call it, a metaphysical, a change from deep within. Where you now have to look at now your views and your values as a part of now what change become different means. Because if we're saying everything that we're taught is basically beliefs, and now you're operating on beliefs, and basically it's coming from someone else, and most of those beliefs is outright lies.
Yes.
We've come to find out.
That's right. Yeah.
How many things you've grown up, so to speak, to find out that nothing a gussa?
Yeah, almost all. Everything.
So then, what is true? What is real? One of the things I've come to realize is I'm like living in two sets of reality. One is actually an illusion.
Yes.
You know, like when you say a mirage.
Yes.
You know, or you ever seen this, the Wizard of Oz, where the Dorothy character was trying to get home.
Yes.
And she met all these characters and she helped them along the way. Lo and behold, when she woke up out of a dream that she was in, all the time she thought now she was working to get back home, she actually was in a fever and had hallucinations.
Yes.
So she actually didn't leave home at all.
Never.
So I'm looking at the idea now in terms of this body is an illusion.
Yes.
How do you know it's real?
It's not.
And then again, how do you know it's not? Because it looks real, it's here, right?
For now it looks like it, yes. But I do know it's not infinite, it's finite, temporary.
Good point. So that goes back to the idea of absolute truth.
Yes.
Infinite, eternal, unchanging. Right?
Right.
no beginning, no end.
Correct.
And isn't it interesting, you mentioned earlier, individuals refer to themselves as I.
Yes. Everyone.
Existence is I am. That's how I know that infinite is. Infinite exists. I know I am now. Now exist. It's not tomorrow, later, yesterday. Now is now.
I am.
Ask yourself that. Am I here now?
I am.
Is only now
that exists.
Am I sure?
I am aware. Existence means existence exists. And there's an awareness of existence. Hmm. And that awareness is I.
I am.
Yes. Now the problem comes in when individuals confuse the self with the person, the body, the human, and just lumps everything in together, and there's no function and structure of either the person, which is the body, the human. There is a function and structure of the human mind, everyone, and this is part of the lesson that everyone in their independent study is using to awaken, become aware, remember who and what the I is. And it's very important to realize that there is a reason that the mistreatment, the deception is actually the cause of everything that you see before you that's basically going wrong. That's right.
Is it one cause with multiple effects?
I see.
Or is it lots of causes?
I hear what you're saying, what the I'm saying. Because individuals, when talking about helping, it's usually issues, causes, or problems. Solutions, well, I haven't really heard too many. It's usually looking at addressing the effects, not the cause, and that concerns I.
So then, that's why I'm looking at who am I? And seeing then there's an identity crisis when it comes to man, woman, and child, period. But talking to a black man, black woman, and child, identity crisis. How do you call yourself? How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Very important. Because remember, how do you see yourself, perceive yourself, will determine now how you think, how you act.
Do you think that with all the confusion, now remember, I just telling you about being born at a certain time in history, and all of a sudden you've got a group of people in what's called a family with different so-called race categories. So to look at something like that, is there confusion?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it, the group of non-white people, which I would refer to self as non-white if I had to put myself in a category, but black, you know, and you look at the dictionary and see what the meaning of that is, mm-hmm. And it's not something that's healthy, it doesn't sound healthy, and it's used even as a stereotype in so many derogatory ways, and ways that if you didn't have a little normalcy about oneself, then you'd see more abnormal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I say let's have a socialization process where there's no criminal activity, where criminal acts are not necessary. And that happens when individuals have knowledge of self.
That's why I have to question, always question what one believes, think, feel, or perceive.
Yes.
Because if it's not absolutely true,
then it's not real. It's not true.
And it can't be real.
That's right.
So then you even have to ask yourself, does it even exist? So then know that only infinite eternal exist, and is all that exist, and that is what and who I am.
Yes.
You dig that?
Yes.
So be still and know I am stillness, quietness, and peace. No cliche. See if you can apply. None of this won't really make any sense though if you don't really try and think and apply some of the understanding.
Yes, you have to have the conversation with self.
Yeah, because of course, don't believe anything what I'm saying. Duh. You know, I'm encouraging you to question it. One of the things that I always see with Christians, they'll use the Bible to validate the Bible. I don't think you can use the Bible to validate the Bible. You know how many books I read around to understand the Bible? Different Bibles even I've read.
Yes.
You know, serious? I had a collections of Bible, Jerusalem Bible. Because that's one of the things I got into reading.
Yes.
Not any little fantasy book. It's either something of substance, something that I can realize who I am. You've come to find that a lot of these little fantasy books, you know, little books that even teach you about love.
Oh,
like a
right.
Fake love, false
yeah.
love, basically sex. You know, you taking on these images because that's how even the brain works, the mind works, like a computer.
Yes, it programs itself.
Yeah, so it takes on these imagery now and now work on even expressing it because since you don't have self-knowledge. But this is other people's beliefs. You know, Walt Disney, I heard people say, well, I love my Mickey Mouse. Nobody can tell me nothing. But remember, this is an image. These are images that's coming out of somebody else's mind that you're, in a sense, worshipping, idol worshipping.
And it's done for economic gains, not for your gains.
Then, to psychology. That these are just little things that are, well, touching on a point to see how psychology works.
Yes.
And how it's being worked on I. And if you're not really looking at it, how symbols, sound, stereotypes is actually being processed through the nature of the human mind. We haven't really touched so much on it, but this is something we really want to touch on because we're not talking about anyone in particular, but we wanted to really look at how the nature of the human mind even processes itself and processes life. But before we got into that, we wanted to still set a presence and a premise in context to what is real and what is not. And the idea, what I was saying about, I've come to realize that there is like two sets of realities I came to realize. One is an illusion in terms of the physical body, the emotions, feelings, the I like, I don't like, I like her, I don't like him. The idea of looking at symbols and self-gratification as the way to go. So, I've been there in that regard because I've been given the same teachings. So I've come to realize there is that universal mind now that has its own premise that thinks that it thinks that so it is, and it's separate and individual from that infinite, absolute, eternal that we've already established existence is, and that must be what I am. So then what then is the body? Since it's not the self. But it's another thing that we've been taught is the self, right?
Right.
The human. I've even come to even find out, I was kind of got conscious to think, wow, listen to that. Folks is fighting for human rights.
Yes, that's
wow, subtle.
Yes.
So we're saying, I wonder if it's part of the psychology that's being played.
Yes, I say yes. Anything that's deceptive.
So, before I go into that, though, I want to calm it down a little. Breathe deep, pot belly breathing. long, smooth breath. Not from the chest or from the stomach. Short breath is, you know, you're uptight. You breathe more short. But if you're more calm, deep breathing, I want you to slow it down a little bit. I want to play a clip dealing with the power of awareness. And then we'll come back and pick it up from there.
Okay, and I'll just add that thanks everyone for listening worldwide. What I'm doing here is scientific and simple.
And again, is working to still tell a little bit about myself in regards to jail psychotherapy. It's a general term to understand self-help. Looking myself for self-help from a psychological perspective, since I realized I was made up of psych and I could be psyched out. Psych just means spirit, by the way. So learn about your condition. Conditioning. Because I realize beliefs is a form of conditioning. And if I'm not in control of my beliefs, if it's not generic and I don't know where they're coming from, actually I could be controlled by somebody else's beliefs. So that means I'm being controlled by someone else. Get
yes,
it?
Yes, get it.
Through the beliefs.
Right.
So, psychotherapy teaches one how to take control of life. Of course, I know I can't teach self-knowledge. But I know I can pass on certain suggestions, certain tips. I've said the information I've accumulated that you hear on Justice Radio Station is information that I've taken, since I couldn't find information to help I on that psychological level. So it's information I've taken and elevated it to be able to express being. And if you listen carefully, you will hear the different music, thoughts, ideas that has inspired I, moved I, that I've utilized to strengthen myself, be able to be free of these free flowing thoughts that just keeps coming and just keep coming. Where do they come from? Are they of I? So we'll touch on that a little bit more, but take in mind, it's about taking control of life, respond to challenging situation with healthy coping skills. But can you have healthy coping skills if you don't have self-knowledge?
No.
If you don't really know what's real?
No.
If the grown-ups, so-called grown-ups in the society, don't teach the difference between beliefs and knowing?
No.
So I know I don't really have to be doing anything. I've come to realize that at all, about anything. But somehow this understanding have given me great love for self.
Yes, you can't sit idly by. That's not the nature.
So I'm compelled to express and extend it to the greater, larger suffering population. And all people who are looking for truth. With the only strength that I have, my individual immediate power, and the use of absolute truth as a code, as a guide for thought, speech, and action. trying to see if I can chop down the words. Bring it down to a basic. Cut out all these buckets of words that don't mean anything. Bring it down to certain basics.
Yes.
Because I've come to realize anybody can protest. Anybody can write pretty songs and pretty sermons. But how can you really bring some kind of understanding and conclusion, solution?
Clarity.
Clarity.
Absolute truth is what I say.
So, without further ado,
that's right.
Close your eyes and watch this.
Okay.
So see you back around 20 minutes or so, and we can talk about what you heard and carry on.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yes, so the early part of the show we was talking about absolute truth.
Yes.
The idea of going back to the source. You know, especially looking at all these talk about fake news.
Yeah.
But when hasn't it not been fake?
No.
You know, looking at the colonization still of the psychology of the planet.
Yes, deceitful.
So, we're saying at the station, the premise is the only thing that can unite all is absolute truth.
Yes.
And then we're saying, question all beliefs and thoughts, for all thoughts and beliefs are not true. And they have no power. Always ask the question, is what I believe, think, feel, perceive absolutely true? For only absolute truth is true, remember?
Yes.
Anything else is not true. Hence not real. And then you have to even ask yourself, then, does it even exist? Another question, ask and answer for yourself. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? In light of history, politics, and miseducation of all. Because remember, everything that you know you've been taught.
Yes.
All the beliefs. From the Santa Claus all the way up.
Fantasies and myths.
I believed in Santa Claus one time and it worked. But then now you go to a certain realization, the self-deception have to stop. And is that what I really see that's really going on? There's an identity crisis.
Yes.
You know, folks is like really off their center. But then it is a political necessity. Right?
Yes, that conditioning.
So, you know, when I'm really observing the different talk show hosts and the morning shows, it's like, well, I really don't have no time for the mainstream corporate media. They've lost all kind of credibility.
That's right.
And so I put my money on alternative media. But even there, you find like it still want to regurgitate the same false concepts and ideas and beliefs that's still holding us in this predicament. You look at even the leadership. They sound like, you know, the old 1700 battered housewife.
Right.
You know, marry for the man's name. You know, we can't go back.
Yeah.
You know, we've come too far. You know, even though he's beating her ass,
yeah,
she's still, you know, I can make him love me. You know? And even these are the young leadership, so-called activists, whatever that means, on behalf of so-called black people. We have to look at these terminologies.
I agree.
Words. So at the station, we want to see if we can chop down the words, because anybody can protest. You know, and
sing pretty songs.
Yeah, and create nice speeches and sermons. But we want to be about solutions.
Yes.
You know? So, we're looking at, well, using words and definition of words to reveal truth, to produce justice and correctness. And of course, absolute truth. You need a foundation, right?
Right.
So, let absolute truth be that platform.
Sounds good.
Because, you know, you're looking at now these beliefs. So if you don't understand the human mind, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else. Jailhouse psychotherapy, nightly, 8 p.m. So earlier we was looking at what is real. Remember, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall is not real. Disney and all of that, is none of that is real.
Nope.
You know, check out for yourself how much things you've come to realize that you could swear at one time was true.
And it's not real, not true.
Come to realize most of the things actually we've been believing is outright lies.
Fantasies and myths. Lies.
Wow. It's really amazing. And then the thing is, you don't really question if it's true.
Indoctrination.
That's why someone you could be lied to, cheated, because you hold on to a concept that you don't even know where the origins of it from.
It's almost as if thinking is not allowed, comprehension not allowed, and it's expected even when you look at the level of information, not appropriate. And if you're not having the conversations needed within each household, and you know it's not happening, not with everyone, and I tell you, the whole idea of physical exploitation, psychological subjugation, social control, and still these exploitative conditions never ended. And that's not a conversation by individuals in terms of liberation. Because if the individual's psychology, the mind, no matter where I am, if I'm not having a change in values, beliefs, understanding where I am, understand the ideology of the nation, the society, the socialization process, then I'll remain enslaved to the beliefs of someone else. Not questioning it, indoctrinated, conditioned. And then I'll find self, because so many individuals are really working to work it out.
Yeah.
And I think, and I know that's good, you know, we're not sitting around and not doing nothing. However, is it working to address the issues, the effects, or is it looking at the cause? Because that will address everything.
That's a point. Again, when I look at the scenario, if there's five people on a panel, say.
Yes.
Everybody, of course, have their opinion.
Of course.
You know, and it never really goes anywhere because they set it up too in the so-called labels, Democrat, Republican. Concepts, but what is that?
Confusion.
So, number one, that's off. And then I would find that, yeah, between what's the issue, what's the problem, what's the solution, without any kind of definition, it's like they just end up going around in a circle. Because you find out, you're talking about, in a sense, a lot of the times, the symptoms, the effect of the cause. That's and true. Actually don't touch the cause.
Yes.
You did?
That's why, after hundreds of years, the same problems, really, the same problem. And the same cause, also, I have to say. And it comes back to that identity, perception.
How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself?
And integrating into a burning house. That's so important.
I have a clip I want to play later to a fellow Belafonte talking about actually King coming to that thought about feeling even remorseful.
Yes.
In context, I wonder if he had led the people in a burning house.
Yes. Confusion with those signs coming down and individuals seeing that, let's forget about liberation and that facade of integration, and everything's been downhill.
Words, yes. Definition of words, integrate into a burning house, integration.
Into what?
What is integration?
Yes. Lies, deceit, loss of self, self-determination.
So we're looking again then, like, if you don't understand the human mind, you remain a slave to the beliefs of someone else. So the idea of, like, after establishing then that existence is an I am, there can only be one existence. Even though we've been taught that there's a creation, there's a big bang. But these are some of the thoughts again when you say they're stories.
Examine it.
After examining, they don't mean nothing. Because again, this is another thing we're taught. Omnipotent.
Right.
I don't even know if people look at some of these words again. What does this word mean? Omnipotent. Omnipresence. Omniscience. Right?
That's right.
Ever living.
Yes. Eternal.
Right.
That's right.
No beginning, no end.
Correct.
On one hand, now, this is what they'll teach on one hand, right?
Right.
Okay, on the other hand, they'll say, well, in the beginning, right? There was a God.
Yes.
I don't want to use that term because, again, you need definition, right?
Right.
So if you're going to say now, God.
Yes.
What do you mean by God? Of course,
that's
to be
concept.
Defined.
Yes.
Because we come to find out, again, it's basically a human concept, you could say, right? Concept,
right.
God.
Yes.
A mystery God.
Yes.
Sky God, I call it. But who is this mystery God? Come to find out, it's some tribal God.
Of
right?
Someone, yes.
They call themselves chosen.
What a son.
All of a sudden now, you know, I was born on this planet, it appears, but I was taught that this tribal God is everybody's God. Right?
Yeah.
But then we're saying, how could there be a creation God in the beginning who created in XX days and had to rest because he's tired? But we're saying, what about infinite?
That's
eternal?
Right.
How does that work? And then they say, well, this God got upset at his children and threw them out the garden. Right?
Yes.
But is that possible? What kind of God is that now? It sounds like a human.
After a while, you get a headache with all this deception.
So, going back to the thought then about who am I? And looking and discrediting the ideas and the stories that we're given, part of the same fantasies and myths. And we're saying now with language and stereotype, it's actually been controlling us. A positive and negative hallucination, hypnotism, actually is being practiced.
Yes, illusions.
Lies, outright lies, actually
yes,
is being told.
Yes, yes.
Right?
You bet.
So, we're saying our true self then is infinite, absolute, and changing. So the true solution is to return back to our true nature.
Right.
And structure of the human mind. And know that the true identity is infinite peace and love, which is who and what I am.
I am. And that's the opposite of what is being taught.
So then let's look a little bit then at this, some of the, how we've been socialized and how it's even affecting the idea of finding self. You know, how it's hindering peace.
Yes, because individuals aren't necessarily thinking on that level, that sphere. Conditioned not to question. Mm. That's that indoctrination.
Oh, don't rock the boat,
that's
baby.
That's right. Don't tip the boat over.
You know, I want to mash it up.
Man, I tell you. Replace this unjust, deceitful socialization process
with a better system that
yes.
we're calling justice.
That's right. Where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated.
And that's justice actually with a meaning.
Yes.
Because you could imagine like, folks been walking around all this time, marching, singing, and there actually isn't a legal definition of justice.
It's become even more confusing. I believe this is the first time I've heard so many justices.
Isn't that something?
Political justice, economic justice, social justice, justice,
Woo!
Justice. What a mess.
Woo! Human rights
and,
justice.
And still don't have it. And still don't have it.
And even though...
Well, thinking we don't have it.
And even though certain radio station, like this radio station, is still hollering, you still see like how the deaf ears.
Oh,
ooh.
I tell you, it's like really
very interesting,
yes,
right?
Yes, but it's it has to change. Individuals are becoming aware, becoming awakened.
Yeah, I'm glad. A whole heap of people, I'm even surprised.
Yes.
In one hand.
Yes.
In terms of how much folks is actually tuning into looking at things differently.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being.
But just to realize again that this body, this human, is actually an illusion.
Yes, it's to understand the information that's being expressed.
And realize that these thoughts that's coming at you, there is a way to basically don't have any give and take with them. Don't give them anybody to play with. They won't affect you the same way. Your life could be much more calm and peaceful.
Yes.
Because you don't have the same kind of ideas about who said what from last week, 2 years, 3 years ago. What did the person say? Huh?
In your goal setting, you will have a major, definite purpose. And you know the end result is constructive. So that's big.
And the idea of, again, don't want to really go too much because I was playing a little earlier. That type of meditative piece in terms of practicing and experiencing that awareness.
Yes.
The idea of being, feeling oneself as who one is, realizing that the body is not the self. But that has to come, that has to be a self-realization.
Right.
To see that you must be more than that.
Yes.
Is death real? I know we've had a lot of experience with death, many of us. But is death really real? This is one of the thoughts in context to, can there be another existence outside of existence?
Lots of deception.
Just yeah. like if you're saying, this mystery god, sky god, threw the children out of heaven. That's the theory. Somewhere else. So now, if you can conceptualize, there is just existence. So heaven is existence. So where's this somewhere else that he threw him out to? So this is what we're saying. Examine these stories. Examine these beliefs. Because no way they haven't impacted most of us. Because most of us have been given the same beliefs.
And you know it's said, you tell a lie long enough, you
Ooh.
Begin to believe it. Just know it's real. They won't challenge it.
These are the same beliefs that have shaped our character. That's why I say, look at absolute truth. A lot of us, we mimic our personalities of different characters, even made up ones on the TV. But I'm just saying, these individuals end up making mistakes, and so now you feel betrayed even. Isn't that something?
Yes.
But who are you?
But make believe.
Who are you, though? You're not asking that. What could be more profound? Because remember,
right.
That was their image.
Yes, and that's a make-believe on top of a make-believe.
Interesting, right? Psychology.
That mind. Human mind.
So, we'll see you back here later.
All right.
Continue discussion. We look a little bit more into the body. And again, is things really a homework in your independent study? Reflect on some of the conversation about, is death real? Can there be such a thing as death? Can you conceive of non-existence?
No.
We're saying it's infinite, eternal. What is death? If you're going to use even the term God, can God know death? One love.